This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Mixed in with the millions of people starting college this fall will be some unknown number of undocumented students who are going to be the first in their families to get a higher education. And they will be entering a phase of their lives that could change the course of their economic futures. First-generation kids already face a particular set of challenges and decisions when it comes to college. But for undocumented students, the recent crackdown on illegal immigration has added something new to their mix. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has this story of two of those students and the decisions they've made.
Carlos, now 17, grew up in Huntington Park, a largely Latino neighborhood near Los Angeles. And many of his childhood memories were made along this stretch of Pacific Boulevard.
We were all kind of raised coming here.
He'd come with his family to buy groceries, eat Mexican food at their favorite local restaurants, shop.
That was a big one right there, Valles Paradis. When we were younger, that's where you would go get your uniform for school, just because, I mean, you know, they have a lot of...
Super cheap.
It's a lot like of really, cheap. Like, basically uniform types clothing.
That was Carlos's brother, Jose, chiming in. This year, Carlos came to this street to prepare for school in a different way, to choose a college, or have one choose him.
I've come here a lot for interviews, for colleges. I had my Princeton interview here.
Here is Tierra Mia, a coffee shop where Carlos would meet with alums from different schools to put a face on all of his accomplishments. Student body president, founder of the Mock Trial Club, preschool and Planned Parenthood volunteer, distance runner, and of course, straight A's. So, where did he get in?
Princeton, Columbia, Yale, Harvard. I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it for the Ivies, plus seven California schools.
UCLA, UC Santa Barbara, UC Santa Cruz.
So Carlos considered academics, financial aid, moving hundreds of miles away from his family. And in the end, one thing tipped the balance. He wanted a school
where you can be kind of safe and be able to just focus on your studies rather than focus on whether or not you might not be there the next day or something.
Might not be there the next day, as in being detained or deported. Carlos was born in Mexico and is undocumented, which is why we're only using his first name.
It's so unpredictable these times that having that type of protection in a campus, like being a sanctuary campus, is really reassuring.
Carlos will be going to Yale. Campus police there aren't allowed to ask about immigration status, and the school has vowed to support undocumented students if they need legal help. And his brother is already there, so Carlos knows his parents won't worry as much. But he says he'll worry about them.
At any time I'm over there, something might happen to my parents. And it's something you have to just kind of keep in the back of your head all the time.
18-year-old Martha knows the feeling. That's why she's sticking close to home in San Diego.
This is my living room. It's just a pretty small apartment, but...
Martha, who was also born in Mexico and is undocumented, shows me the two-bedroom apartment she lives with her parents and younger siblings. She points out her room.
As you can see, it's very pink.
Super pink, down to the bunk bed Martha shares with her little sister, and it's where she'll keep sleeping when she starts college in the fall at San Diego State University.
I feel like I should be home, and like I always have that weight on my shoulders, like guilt. My mom needs me right now.
Martha's mom, Nancy, is a housekeeper. She says she's been afraid to leave the apartment since the election.
Because she's scared that at whatever place they could retain her and take her away. She doesn't have a life outside home and work.
So Martha runs errands, gets the groceries. There was a time when she felt she shouldn't even think about going to college. But her mom says she wants Martha to have what she couldn't, an education.
Like, I can't just give up now or else everything they did for us would be useless.
She wants to study math.
Calculus was amazing for me, so just to keep going is gonna be mind-blowing.
Meanwhile, Carlos was thinking of studying physics at Yale, but thermodynamics, fluid mechanics have become more of a hobby lately. Political science, on the other hand.
I think if you would ask me 3 years ago if I would have been interested, I would have been no, because I always hated politics.
But he says the election made him realize his community needs a stronger voice.
I kind of saw the struggles that we had as a group of people in terms of being undocumented, and maybe I could do something to help change that.
And isn't change what college is supposed to be all about? I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.